A big transformation is happening at Duke Energy's retired Riverbend Steam Station on Mountain Island Lake, northwest of Charlotte. The 1920s powerhouse is being demolished wall by wall, and trains are hauling away coal ash that had been dumped behind the plant for about 90 years. WFAE's environmental reporter David Borax has been keeping an eye on the work and has this report.
The tall metal smokestacks are gone, pulled down in December. Now workers are demolishing the exterior walls using long-armed excavators with special attachments, says demolition manager Ronnie Goodman.
Probably seen an attachment that they call their brick pick. It's used to take the brick off the building. That has a grapple, which is used for grabbing debris. And then they also use a shear. Shear is used for cutting the steel. You'll see a lot of the structure come down with that shear.
For the past few weeks, workers have been chipping away at the rear of the plant, pulling out metal and knocking down sections of brick walls. The next big milestone will come in a couple of weeks when the massive old boilers are demolished. Lanford Reed came out of retirement to help oversee this work. He worked at Riverbend for 40 years before it shut down in 2013, much of that time as a plant controller.
Anything that had to be done, the plant would produce the electricity, that's what we did. Whether it was anything from working in the pump room to supply water or just making sure coal was in the boiler to get to the boiler in order to burn it.
Riverbend opened on the banks of the Catawba River in 1929 before Mountain Island Lake was formed. Its boilers burned coal that heated water to produce steam. The steam spun turbines to generate electricity. Bob Drum was also a longtime plant operator and was at the plant this week to watch the demolition. He recalls that the work was hard and hot.
You just think about the interior of a power plant with a boiler sitting in the middle of the building there itself in July or August. And, the temperatures that are just radiated from all that equipment. And when something breaks, it has to be repaired.
What are your thoughts and feelings about watching this thing come down after you worked here so many years?
Oh, it's sad. It really is.
Drum points out that Riverbend provided a livelihood for many people over the years, 145 employees at its peak. The site even once had a neighborhood of small houses for employees until they were removed a few decades ago. When the demolition is finished this summer, workers will grade and landscape the site, says demolition manager Goodman.
If you come back from a year from now, like I said, most everything down there will be green grass and there'll be very little evidence the plant was ever here.
Green grass is also the plan for the other major project going on at Riverbend, removal of about 5 million tons of coal ash dumped near Mountain Island Lake. Coal ash is what's left after burning coal. It contains lead, arsenic, mercury, and other elements that can be hazardous in high concentrations. Excavators have been digging up the gray, muddy earth 7 days a week since I last visited in early 2016. This time, I didn't recognize the place. Project manager Chris Varner explains why.
So when we started, we were about 30 feet higher than where we're standing today. It was all ash that was placed during previous ash basin cleanouts.
The coal ash is loaded onto 85-car trains that haul coal ash every other day to an old brick mine in central North Carolina where it's being used as fill. State law requires Duke to remove all the ash at Riverbend by August 1, 2019. The company is currently seeking rate increases to pay for cleanups here and at its other coal plants around the state, though the request has met heavy opposition from customers and environmentalists. State regulators will have to decide if Duke is right to pass cleanup costs along to customers. Bob Drum says he never thought about how Duke handled coal ash. He says Duke was just doing what was acceptable at the time.
There weren't any other concerns about it. I mean, we just placed it out there in the ash basins. That's what we were legally allowed to do, and that's how we disposed of it. So, I never personally had any concerns about it. I spent a lot of time around fly ash.
So far, nearly 4 million of the 5 million tons of ash at Riverbend have been hauled off. As with the old plant, the former coal ash dump will be landscaped, says Chris Varner.
Do some final grading to restore the grades to gentle slopes, and we'll do some grass seeding and so on.
When we're done, what will this look like?
It'll look like rolling green pastures.
Varner says ash removal should be finished by the end of the year. Then, he says, it will look much like it did a century ago, before the coal era in North Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Gaston County.